AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Capitol physician says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's recent health episodes show no evidence of being a stroke or seizures. Just last week in Kentucky, a reporter asked McConnell a question and he froze.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're going to need a minute.
McConnell started speaking again about 30 seconds later. The Capitol physician says he came to the conclusion after a medical evaluation and consultation with neurologists. Weeks after his team won the Women's World Cup, Spanish national coach Jorge Vilda has been fired. The head of the Spanish Soccer Federation, Luis Rubiales, had earlier been suspended.
Vilda was among those who applauded Rubiales when he refused to resign despite facing widespread criticism for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent. Vilda later said Rubiales' behavior was improper. Men's coach Luis de la Fuente also applauded Rubiales' diatribe and apologized on Friday for having clapped in what he described as an inexcusable human error. Vilda was at the helm at the World Cup, even though some players had rebelled against him less than a year earlier in a crisis that put his job in jeopardy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rip current warnings are in effect in the Atlantic from North Carolina to New York. It's the result of remnants of Hurricanes Franklin and Idalia. At least three deaths have been reported. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has started. The empaneled Republican is facing accusations of corruption and bribery. Paxton is only the third sitting official in Texas's nearly 200-year history to be impeached. A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. Russia and Saudi Arabia have agreed to extend their voluntary oil production cuts through the end of the year. This is AP News. Millions of Americans are going to feel the heat today.
Brutal heat from the East Coast to the Midwest and Southern Plains. Forecasters are warning of record highs in some places. The National Weather Service's Peter Mullinax.
We're going to see quite a few areas across the Southern Plains that'll be well into the triple digits, especially down through Texas and Oklahoma. Those will be where the hottest temperatures are, but the most anomalous or unusual heat for this time of year is going to be centered across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and into the Northeast.
So when will things cool off? Well, forecasters say the heat wave will continue in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast through midweek and last all week in Texas and neighboring states. I'm Rita Foley.
Police ordered vehicles off the streets of three regions in Greece as a severe storm hammered the center of the country and some of its islands, turning streets into flooded torrents. At least one death is being blamed on the severe weather. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.